Today, welcome to the Contract Zone, where we talk about all things government contracts, right? We'll be talking about some tips and tricks and hacks and all the things that, you know, it help us to matriculate our time in the government contracting space. But particularly this podcast focuses on the contracts. I like to go directly to where the money is, where the opportunities are, because that's truly what matters. All right. So, and honestly, I wish I had more people in my ecosystem to share these opportunities with. Well, this is why we're doing the podcast, right? So that we can highlight, we can talk about these things, and I can just put it out there for y'all to take advantage of, because it doesn't do me any good for me to take, to see all these opportunities. And honestly, they just, I want to say they don't go anywhere, because there are lots of contractors in place that are taking advantage of these opportunities. And oftentimes there are so many contractors that get the same opportunity over and over and over again. And there is more than enough for us to eat at the table to change our life, right? And so let's go ahead and get into it. Top 10 contracts of the week. We are in the month of December. We are in the second week. We are at the end of Q1. So let's get into it. So top 10 contracts for this week. We're going to start off with number 10. It's a really, really good contract. We talk about $195,000 budget for a contract for educator wellness services. Educator wellness services. So what does that look like? What do they need? So this is out of, let's see, the city of Flagstaff in, This is out of San Antonio, Texas, right? So contract of the week, $195,000 out of San Antonio, Texas, looking for educator wellness services. All right. So these are the things that they're looking for y'all to do. They are looking for you to provide a thorough assessment to identify specific educator wellness needs and challenges within the organization. They're looking for you to lead workshops and seminars that focus on whole school educator wellness. Man, that's so important. Proactive approaches to address teacher stress and burnout. That's hobby number one, right? It's a lot being an educator. Shout out to all my educators. Thank y'all so much for what you do, because trust me, I appreciate everything that you do. They want to develop habit change and self-care programs with tangible tools. They also want workshops and seminars that focus on building skills for educators to become well-being ambassadors. Another thing that they're also looking for is working with pre-K leadership to develop staff-led professional development and learning programs, identify and train wellness ambassadors for each campus so that you got a couple options there. Also to create systematic support measures for admin. And again, here comes that B word, design proactive solutions for common burnout issues. Man, oh man. All right, coming in at number 9, the contract of the week is for drone show services. You're probably like, drone services? Yes, baby, drone services based out of Arizona. They're looking for drone show services. If y'all have never seen one, it is a sight to see. It is quite amazing to see how they put these shows together. It's based out of Flagstaff, and they're already looking for this for 4th of July. And let me just go ahead and share a nugget, right? There are contracts for holidays. We'll get into that later as we get further into 2025, right? But there are contracts for holidays. But Flagstaff, Arizona is already putting in their RFP, because they're ready to lock in their people for their drone show. I don't know if they're going to do fireworks. I don't know. That ain't my business. But if you do drones, if you put together a drone show, right, i.e. if you have even a drone program, right, I'm giving y'all nuggets because I can't help. I just got to tell y'all all right now, right? This may be for you. So the drone show is supposed to be on July 4th, 2025, between 8 and 10 p.m. They're looking for you to have 150 to 300 drones at a minimum, and they're looking for a 15 to 25 minute show duration. And it's going to be at a high school sports complex. So, I mean, That sounds pretty dope to me, right? If I had the skills and the time to learn how to do some drones work, it really isn't that hard. I mean, my generation grew up on video games, so I figured it would, translate over. We had remote control cars. Like, we started off with the ones with the wire attached, and then it became wireless, and it's the same thing, right? Maybe not. I don't know. All right, coming in at number 8 out of the state of Washington, event mobile stage services. So, there is a organization, there's an agency in the state of Washington that is looking for mobile stage services. Specifically, they're looking for a mobile hydraulic performance stage that can be towed by a one-ton pickup with a bumper hitch, maneuvered in tight spaces, set up in approximately 1 hour, and include ADA accessibility ramp. That sounds pretty straightforward to me. I like contracts that are very straightforward on what they need. Of course, there's more details in the RFP, so y'all always make sure that y'all read through the RFPs to get all the details. I'm just giving y'all the quick, fast, and hurry of my top contracts of the week. All right, coming in next is out of Ocala, Florida. Shout out to all my Floridians. At number 7 is our Youth Workforce Development Program. My. I have seen so many, not too many, maybe too many workforce development contracts. When I tell you, oh, there is such impact that can happen with these workforce development contracts, y'all just don't know. All right. So here are the details. Here's the details. Hold on. Let me get y'all straight to it, right? So they're looking for you to create and implement innovative workforce development programs for eligible youth ages 14 to 24. And they want you to address 14 elements, right? So let me give you all a few of those elements, right? Make sure y'all write this down. They want you to address preparation for post-secondary education or employment, alternative secondary school services or dropout recovery, paid or unpaid work experience opportunities, occupational skills training, education provided concurrently with workforce preparation, leadership development activities, supportive services, which includes transportation and childcare, including as well adult mentoring during participation for a minimum of about 12 months. Then they also want you to do post-program things like follow-up services for at least another year, provide some guidance and counseling. Oh, that's a big one. Financial literacy education, entrepreneurship skills training, access to labor market, and high-demand occupation information. Man, that contract is full, but it's full of good stuff. Like, these are things that our youth and young adults need to be equipped to join this workforce. Us as adults, we know it is tough out there. It is tough, but we also want to make sure our next generation is equipped with the skills and knowledge to be able to do the work, to do the job, to even be an entrepreneur if that's what they so choose to be. But we want to make sure that they are prepared and have what they need in place. Man, I'm a little jealous because I wish I had that for me. You know what I'm saying? I had to kind of get it out the mud a little bit, figured out. No, I'm kidding. I figured out in trial and error, and it has worked out for the better. All right, we're on number 6. All right, number 6. Now, number 6 is outdoor activities and school entertainment services. Let me just take a pause, right? I'm going to take a pause. Some of my favorite contracts that I have won, that I have done, are with schools. Like, schools are so fun to work with, because, like, and there's such a variety of contracts that come out of different schools. When I talk about schools, I'm not talking about just K through 12. You've got universities, post-secondary. You have a lot of opportunities to work within the school realm, right? So some of my favorite contracts are really with the schools. And so I have a really good time working and navigating those contracts. So the next contract, again, is out of the state of Virginia, and they're looking for outdoor activities and school entertainment services. I'm very interested to see what this is about. They want you to supply equipment and services for events, including inflatables, ooh, carnival games, dunk tanks. Baby, that sounds like Fun Day. You know, the day at the end of the year, at the school year, when everybody go outside and you just go class to class, you go to different stations and functions and you eat cotton candy and chips and hot dogs and okay, we back up. Okay. They're also looking for an online category, an online catalog of offerings so that they can review and pick what they want. Okay. They like an ease of use to figure out what they want and how much things will cost. I like that. They're also looking for setup and operations. So they want you to provide supervision, labor, materials, equipment, delivery, setup, and dismantling of the event. And of course, make sure you are in full compliance with state regulations, including the Virginia Amusement Device Regulations. Interesting. Make sure y'all go look that up. Making sure that you have safety and quality assurance in place. And then again, with on-site event support. And also make sure that you're flexible with weather and event adjustments. We all know that things can happen with weather at any moment. Things can be shifted and canceled or rescheduled. So also make sure you include that in your proposal. Of course, post-event cleanup. Make sure that everything is restored back to its original state, including all the back, all breakdown. And just make sure everything, all tasks and things are done and in compliance. I mean, there's not really a lot to it. I like that. All right. So shout out to all my people from Virginia. Some of my favorite people in the world are in the state of Virginia. So shout out to all my people in Virginia. That is an awesome contract. All right. The next contract. I like this one. Y'all, when I tell y'all, I go through so many contracts in a week and I just really want to pull out my top contracts of the week to talk with y'all. I really, really do. Right. So the next contract we're going to talk about is Social Media Influencer Training and Certification Development Service. Oh, they're looking for what? Let me read that again. I'm going to say it slowly, right? Y'all ready? Social Media Influencer Training and Certification Development Service. This is out of the state of Idaho. Idaho said we need some assistance with this social media thing. All right, we're going to put it out there. They're not the first state or wherever agency this is coming out of. They're not the first to look for social media assistance. Just to go ahead and tap y'all in. So y'all make sure y'all stay tapped in, right? Y'all make sure y'all stay connected with me. So this is what they're looking for. They want you to evaluate their ongoing social media programs with input from U.S. and international teams. So they got a couple things already in place. They want you to create a structured training syllabus and materials covering pulse basics, varieties and benefits, nutrition, health claims, affordability and culinary applications, sustainability and U.S. production practices, brand aligned messaging. They also want you under certification test development. They want you to develop a standardized certification exam to validate influencers' knowledge. Y'all, I get excited about this stuff. It gets me excited. I'm telling y'all. What? They want you to create the exams to validate said influencers. It's 2024. Really? Okay. Let me stay on task because y'all know I can get very, very excited. All right. So they also want some in-person training. They want you to conduct a 2.5-day training in the Pacific Northwest to include classroom sessions, farm tours, and industry immersion experiences. Ooh, certification testing and award ceremonies. Okay. Record all sessions for use in future and virtual modules. Baby, there are so many roles in this particular contract that is so heavy. But let me tell you, in this day and age, it can be done. All right. What else? So then in their virtual training program, they want you to create a video-based online program with 5 to 10 chapters, checkpoints, and final certification testing. They want to make this a interim reporting and evaluation and follow-up training in years 2 and 3. So this is a contract that's got some longevity. And you know, I love me some multi-year contracts. Man, this is a dope contract. This is a dope contract, y'all. This is not the first. There's so many awesome contracts that come out and people just don't know. And so that is the purpose of this podcast, is I want to talk about the contracts that come out that are applicable for everyday small business owners like myself and like you, that we could add an additional stream of income that's all they're looking for us, right? When it comes to government contracting, they're looking for us. They're telling us what their need is. I need this done by a specialist. Are you that specialist? If you are, then pull up on them. They're looking for you. Fill out the requirements, write your proposal, show your strength, advertise and show your portfolio. If your portfolio isn't ready, get your portfolio ready. What you waiting on? We are teetering on 2025. We got so many tools that can help us get ready. All right. I always come across some of the craziest contracts. I love to talk about crazy contracts, right? So we're hopping into our crazy contract segment, and I call it crazy contracts because there are contracts that people just wouldn't consider that different government agencies are looking for work to be done, or it's certain things that are just so simple. It's like, why can't y'all do that in-house? But they're not, and it's not my business to figure out why they're putting out an RFP, RFI, ITB, whatever, RFQ. There's all kind of letters that go with that, right? Because the government has a whole other language system that y'all need to learn. It's okay. We're going to go through that. Y'all come on and are in the pod or in the private community. But they look for so many things. They need so much help. And so I'm going to tell y'all my top five crazy contracts of this week. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I just want to let y'all know. So out of Phoenix, Arizona, at number five, the five top crazy contracts for this week are field trip services. Field trip services. Okay. Number four, coming in number four out of Cedar, Utah, we have football air charter. And coming in at number three of crazy contracts for this week, out of Denton, Maryland, we have cannabis education needs assessment service. I'm gonna say it again. Cannabis education needs assessment service. Coming at number two, this is one of my favorites. I was kind of shocked with this one a little bit, just a little bit. Coming in at number two for crazy contracts of the week, we have out of the state of New York. Shout out to all my people in New York. Shout out, big up to Brooklyn. Coming in at number two for crazy contracts of the week is out of the state of New York, and they are looking for fashion show production service. Aha, aha. I bet you didn't know that was a contract, right? Fashion show production services. I can think of so many people that could possibly do that, right? But it could be you. It could be you. And coming in out of the state of Minnesota for crazy contracts of the week is inmate phone and video visitation services. That would probably be like, that's a contract? Yes. Yes. The state of Minnesota is looking for inmate phone and video visitation services. Bet you didn't think all that was possible, but it is, and it's okay. It's okay. Y'all make sure y'all drop some comments and some hearts or some love in the comments so y'all can just let me know how y'all feeling about the contracts of the week this week, right? All right. So today, before we end, we're going to highlight some states, right? Some states that are hot right now, right? So the first state I'm going to breeze over to, so make sure y'all get in the car. Let's get ready to roll over to the state of California. State of California is hot, 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 honey. They have a lot of contracts. They have a lot of IT and software contract opportunities out in the state of California. And California, they always got something going on, right? And some things to note. Let me go ahead and give y'all a little nugget, right? This year, earlier, after the Summer Olympics, it was announced that LA will be the next host. Congratulations to the city of LA to be the host for the next Olympics. We're going to dive deep into that in my private community, but I just want y'all to be on the lookout for some stupid contracts. Not stupid, like they're dumb, but like some crazy contracts that's going to make LA look really, really good. And these things are done intentionally. And sometimes y'all don't know what's going on, but I just want to give y'all some insight when the time is right. So y'all stay tuned. Y'all make sure y'all have liked, subscribed, are following our pages on YouTube, on Instagram, and Facebook. You can find me Abby Souffrant, and you can find me Abby in Contracts. Podcast should have its own channel on all these platforms. So make sure y'all following closely what we got going on, right? But going back to the state of California, California is always looking for so many things. They have so much money in California. It is just ridiculous. It's almost like kind of not fair. So a couple of contracts that are in California that kind of popped out to me is process serving services. for auditing services, they're looking for ambulance transportation services, therapeutic behavioral services, janitorial services. Janitorial services are across the board. Every state has a contract for janitorial services. There also is contracts for promotional swag items. So where there could be a hat, a t-shirt, a jacket, a lanyard, whatever, promotional items, anything that can be customized, they're looking for that. Translation services. We have a lot of people in the state that talk and speak multiple languages. DEI services, DEI consulting services. Let me clear that up. Traffic control services, wellness outreach services, website design services, public relations and social media services. I told you about that social media. Last but not least, admin services, nutrition program services. So California is always like at the top of my data sheets when it comes to contracts because they got so many things going on. They need so much help and assistance and to keep the world, because California is so big, they have multiple worlds and ecosystems within the state. To keep that bad boy running, they need lots and lots of support, especially from consultants, especially from small businesses and corporations, all right? All right, so next we're going to head over to my state of New Jersey. Hey, shout out to all my people from Jersey. All right, so our state has kind of been on the map lately because they also have a lot of needs as well. So every state has different needs. And again, based off of the season and the time of year that we're in, all needs vary, right? So out of state of New Jersey, a couple of contracts that have jumped out to me as far as what they need include executive search consulting services, prescription insurance consulting services. Okay, so they need some professional assistance with that. It's a lot of professional services. Like, I'm not sure what that looks like. Because I don't look at all of the contracts. There's so many, but there's definitely some legal stuff that's needed in the state of New Jersey. Deep cleaning services, absolutely. Don't know what it's for, but it's there. Short-term basic skill services. That sounds interesting. Nursing services, speech-language services, grant writing, consulting services, printing services, workers' compensation, for primary care physician services. So they got a lot of great things going on in New Jersey. What else? IT services, college investment services. All right. Summer transportation services. Okay. So shout out to everyone in New Jersey, all of my people, my loved ones. I miss y'all. Love y'all. See y'all next year at some point. And to round off our third state that we're going to jump into, fly over to, is the state of Michigan. Now, Michigan got some things that they doing over there. They try to stay a little quiet, but you know, you can't stay too quiet. I try to know, being to know what's all going on at all times, right? But they have some really, really dope contracts out of Michigan. So like we have media, audio, video systems and support services, comprehensive consulting services, candidate assessment tool services. So it seems like they have a lot of HR needs in the state of Michigan, which is really dope. I mean, hey, if you are in the HR field, maybe, and you're in the state of Michigan, you definitely can get some wonderful things going. They also have auditing services that they need, social media content creator services, social media threat detection services and software. My goodness. Listen, social media is a thing. It's not going anywhere. So these states are not playing. They're like, we want to do it right. We want to make sure we're protected. We're putting up the right information. We're up to date. You do not need to be behind the learning curve. So if that is your bag and your zhuzh, you know what I'm saying? Reach out to them, get information of the RFP, figure out what the scope is and what they need. And then you write your proposal tailored to their needs, right? But thank y'all so much for tuning in on the first episode of Contract Zone with your host, me, Abby Souffron. I appreciate y'all hanging out with me. Check us out on our website. We're on all hosting platform and DSPs for our podcast. We're going to tune in every week with y'all with more crazy contracts, top 10 contracts. Give a couple of tips of what's going on in the landscape. Give y'all some strategy. give y'all some insight. If you're looking to support the podcast, definitely tune into our membership, where we actually just don't take your money, but we give back. So a lot of the contracts that we talk about on the podcast, we will also give y'all opportunity to download that, and that'll be a part of your membership. This as a thank you for supporting us. And then if you're looking for more in tune, I need to know what to do and more details of how to do it and get it done. Abby, I need support. Abby, I need help. Join my mentorship, The Land of Opportunities. Check out our contract bundle. We have social media. We've got professional development. We have IT. We've got mental health. We've got a lot of contract bundles. Every month, you've been in the contract zone, where government contracting opportunities become reality. Want exclusive access to this week's top 10 contracts? Join our Contract Zone community on Patreon for just $10 per month. Visit patreon.com/contractzone to get immediate access to this week's contracts.